Tara Kufyud Beis Halacha Tetzva.
Yes.
Okay. The Mechaber says Mishanism in Passover Kichavim, a person who is makbid to not eat Pasakum, Mutter Lechol B'Ka'ora, he's allowed to eat on a plate. In Mishanism menu, if he's eating with someone else who's not makbid, meaning I'm makbid to not eat Pasakum, the person across from me is not makbid, so his food is Pasakum. He has a piece of bread there. I'm allowed to eat on the same plate as him. But I can, yes. Even though the tam from his food is going to get into my food, don't worry about it. It's okay. Because we're eating on the same plate. So
what do you mean that there's
hot bread? We have hot food. We're sitting with hot food on the...
Yeah, hot food doesn't necessarily travel one to the
other. We'll touch each other, or the body is physically... The liquid, whatever the case, I'm not sure exactly. Good point.
Just being out of touch.
Quick thing that I learned with Rabbi first. He gives a share on Sundays. He said something that blew me away. I never heard this before. I'm sure you all know it, but he said that if you put in a tanner, you cook pas, regular chametz, and you put matzah, you're allowed to cook them at the same time.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit.
Okay, fine. So the Chavis says you're allowed to do this. What's the reason? So we have to try to understand what's going on here. The Mechaber in the previous din said that the pas akum is about the barayf. Okay, pas akum is about the barayf. You have a food that's 40% pas akum and 60% other foods. It's mutter. Okay? It's about the barayf. Yeah. So this is a continuation of that din to say that since it's about the barayf, therefore Chazal only asked you to eat the actual food itself, a piece of pas akum. If it's mixed with something else, it's mutter, and the bleias of it are also mutter. Okay, so both this is a continuation of that din. Not only is Pasakum is only usher itself. So if it's bottle baroy, it's mutter. If it's just the time, it's also mutter. Okay?
That's you can put in the essentially cook it at the same time.
So wait, no, not you cook it at the same time. Regular one second. Point. But this din in the Mechaber comes from the Tosfos. We're going to come back to that in a second. Comes from the Tosfos. Question is, on the last halacha, the Mechaber said, Pasakum is bottle baroy. The Ramah says, but don't do it l'chatchila. Even though it's about the baroyf, that means if it happened already. But you now have a l'chatchila mix pasakum into your food, but also l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do that. So why in our case, am I allowed to sit down and eat on the same plate as the guy? Why isn't that a type of bitulus l'chatchila? I'm sitting there eating on the plate. I can eat on my plate, I can eat on his plate. What am I doing if I eat on his plate? That's allowing his bleus to get into my food. If I let the bleus get into my food, it's a type of bitulus l'chatchila. So the Mechaber didn't make this point, and we'll see in a second. Maybe he doesn't even hold of it. But the Ramah said, you're now allowed to do bitulus l'chatchila with pasakum. So why can I eat on the same plate when the time's going to get into my food? Why isn't that also bitulus
l'chatchila? Why is this any different than like eating kosher or non-kosher? If you hold that pasakum, you're makbid on pasakum. So just like you can't sit next to there without having a hecker in between or whatever it is, why wouldn't you need a hecker?
You're asking it from a different angle.
Right.
Since I'm not allowed to eat Pasakum, right. I should have to have a hecker to make sure I don't find
the
bite out of his food.
Right. Saying Pasakum.
It's not clear what the Mechaber means. We'll see more about that in a second.
Pasakum. It could be
that the Mechaber is only talking about Pasakum. We'll see more about that in a second. Maybe he's only... The words the Mechaber says, you're sitting with some Misha Ena Nizer. Okay. Who are the people who are not Nizar means a person not religious.
The coolest, right?
I understand
that.
It's an anonymous. It could be. You should know. I know that. We're going to get back to that. You could say that. There is. I don't want to. It's not a complete raya because there is. Back in Halacha Ches, there's such a shita that there's no Isra Pasakum altogether. It's not clear what he means over here.
Okay.
But it could be he means that it's just Pasakum. Okay, let's for now we'll say that. We're going to get back to, we all get, in Mirza
Shalom. You're talking about hot bread on the plate?
It's a way that Bleas are going to give it. However, that was what he was asking.
Why is it
are you allowed to do it with something that's treif? Are you allowed to put food on a treif plate? Are you allowed to put hot food onto a treif plate?
Well, that's not the case here, is it?
Well, you're doing it in a way that bleas are going to come through. Okay, but however the story is, so why are you allowed to do that? You wouldn't do that with tray food, you're not allowed to do that.
And if your pass is also to you.
Okay, so now, before we get to try to answer the question, okay, you have to, I just want to make a point here, which is, there's no question that there are more holes of what I just said. Okay? In other words, there are more holes that even though it's also to be mevatel, pasach, and l'chatchila, you are allowed to eat on the same plate, and somehow that's not considered bitul l'chatchila.
Correct.
Okay? How do I know that? Because this is the setup of the way the Ramah says it's there. The Torah brings Tarsus, who says you're allowed to eat on the same plate. Okay? The Ramah says, the document says, you know, the Hagoy Sharidura, the Issa Beheter, and the Namuki Yosef all say that Pas Akum is Balta Barayv, but you're not allowed to do it L'chatchila. Okay? Now, so far, you don't know whether that agrees or disagrees with what the Torah just said. The Torah said you're allowed to eat on the same plate. And the document says these three people say it's Balta Barayv, but you're not allowed to do it L'chatchila. And then he says, nearly, I hold, this is the document you're talking about, I hold that even though they say you're not allowed to be Mevatel L'chatchila, you could still eat on the same plate. I mean, they agreed to what the Torah said, what Tosfos said, that you're allowed to eat in the same place. Even though they said that, they agree that you're allowed to eat in the same place, except for the Hakodesh Shari Dura, that was the first of those Shitas, in him there's a deal that he holds you're not allowed to eat in the same place. Okay? Well, and we're going to get to this Hakodesh Shari Dura in a second. But what he's saying is that even Tosfos said you're allowed to eat in the same place. You might think that the people who say you're not allowed to eat in the same place would hold not like that. It's not true. You're allowed to do that. But he doesn't say why.
He says,
even though you might think that they disagree narrowly, that it's not true, that they really agree with each other. So the Ramah holds of this thing. And now we have to understand.
Because then the Ramah is not my guilt.
Now, some people, there are those who say that there's a shach on the previous halacha. When the Ramah said, you're not allowed to do it, there's a shach who talked about that. And they want to say that the shach says that the only reason why in our case the Ramah allows you to eat on the same plate is because it's only a klisheni. If I have food that I'm putting onto a plate, it's already into a klisheni. So in a klisheni, it's only a chumra to say that please happen in a klisheni.
Klisheni,
yeah. Klisheni means is that when the food, the pot that you cook in, right, allows please transfer to the pot that you cook in. Once you move to a second pot, even if the thing is hot, it could be as hot as in the Kli Rishon, but in the Kli Sheni, we say Blias can't happen, but there are those who hold that it can. Some hold that in the Kli Sheni, Blias can't happen, doesn't make a difference how hot it is. Okay? So we're machmir to say that Blias can't happen, right, but maybe to go that far on that chumra, just for Pasaka, that would be machmir.
Who's the
Biyar Machmir?
You can't learn anything from this. No. Who's a Biyar
Machmir?
The Rambam says. The Rambam says we're machmir. It's in Hilchos Melichah, whatever that. We're machmir for Kli Sheni. Okay, a different time. We'll talk about that a different time. We'll talk about that a different time. Okay, so they want to say that the Shach says, that the only time the Ramah is make is because here's a klisheni.
I thought the Ramah and the whole Dovah Brashaydah.
He doesn't know the Dovah Brashaydah, right? So we're off the hook. Okay, so now the only thing is like this. Okay, there's two questions on this sheet. Okay, the first one is, the first question is that the Shach talks about a klisheni, but my understanding of Shach is that he says exactly the opposite of what people are trying to read into it. Okay, I'm going to tell you what the Shach says. It's a little complicated. I'm going to tell you what the Shach says. And I'm going to say it my way, of course, but why I think the Shach is saying... A little bit in the gears. Why the Shach is saying exactly the opposite. Okay, listen to what the Shach says. The Ramah said, you're not allowed to do bitlis of chatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel pasachim of chatchila. That's what the Ramah said. But the Daki Moshe said, but the Hagoy Shari Dura is mashma not like this. Okay? Chavdal. He says, but the Hagoy Shari Dura is mashma not like that. Hagoy Shari Dura is mashma that you're not allowed to eat on the same plate. The Shach says,
not on the same plate. What does that have to do with this halacha of Chavdalit? Chavdalit talking about Imavan and Israel Katkiva.
So he brings the Daki Moshe who said, you're not allowed to be Mavat and Chatkiva. And the Daki Moshe said, but to eat on the same plate, you're allowed to do it. You'd be allowed to, except for the Hagor Sharidur, who says you can't eat on the same plate. So the Shach says, it's not true. I don't believe that the Hagor Sharidur means to say that you're not eating on the same plate. So what is the Shach, before we get to what he says, the Shach is trying to say is, everyone agrees that you're allowed to eat on the same plate. Okay? The Dark Immersion said, no, the Hagor Sharidur holds you not allowed to. No, the Shach said, no, you are allowed to. You really are. I did dig from the Hagor Sharidur. So he says, the Hagor Sharidur doesn't mean that. The Hagor Sharidur means it's talking about a case not where you're getting tam in the plate, but the end of that person's possible will get into my food. So that's the case when Hagoy Sharidur didn't let you, is when the end is going to get into my food. But if it's just a question of tam, even Hagoy Sharidur will agree that tam is okay. It's not a problem to cause tam in the plate. You don't have to worry about tam of pasach. Okay. How does he prove? He says, and I have a raya that the Hagoyish Aridur didn't mean to Aser Tam. He says, because. He says, you think that Hagoyish Aridur would be Aser it? His case point that he has to give to Aser it would be a case where the Tam isn't a Klisheni? You think that would be the case that he would say to Aser it? So it must be that he's talking about, that.
In between the lines,
The Ma'iri Kish'oich HaPas Ba'atzmai, that I'm going to eat the food itself. Okay. The end of his Pas Ach was getting to my food. U'Balav Hachi, that's what I think the Hagar Shagir means. U'Balav Hachi, meaning, if you want, you want to say that he means he's talking about a case of Ben. No. So he means to say is it's only a klisheni. So you think that that point the case is coming to be machrin? So in the Hagar Sharidura it means that it was be'en. But what's the Shach trying to say? The Shach is trying to prove that no one holds that there's an issue on a plate. The documentary said there are some holds like that. He said no, there's no one holds like that. Meaning. And there's no one who holds this on a plate. You can eat on a plate, no matter what the klisheni's part is. Just a way to say why he can't believe that's what that Hagoyish Aridur meant. But he's trying to prove that you're allowed to eat in a that you're allowed to eat on a plate. There's no issue of time. There isn't anyone holds like that. The vacuum marsha, of course, doesn't hold like that. But the shita that he brought, the Hagoyish Aridur, even like no one holds like that. Okay.
Now you can disagree when you say okay. Are we talking about that your food slides over to where his food is and picks up the
That's bad, right?
That's
you're not allowed to.
Okay, so that's what he's talking about.
Well, the person who said you're not allowed to eat on the plate.
That's what he's talking about.
Right. Okay. Now the second.
Okay, but the mitzvah is right. The mitzvah is klisheni.
But the shach is saying
from the oven. And then you took it, and then you put it on a plate. So that's a klisheni.
The Shach said was, what, the Ramah didn't say, the Ramah says it's mutter to have time come across, like Tosha says, from across on a plate. And he said, except there's one sheet who holds you're not allowed to do that. He says, that sheet has nothing to do with this. Okay, it's not true. He really, Hagar Sharidur didn't say that. So we're back to what the documentary did say, which was, if we ignore the Hagoyish Aridur, so we're back to the regular thing, which is, even though it's also do it l'chachila, it's mutter to get pleased. It's not only mutter because of the cliche. The cliche had to do with how he got rid of the Hagoyish Aridur.
But Avice is right. Avice is a cliche. So somebody said that.
But that's not, the Ramah didn't say it's mutter because it's a cliche. The Ramah just said there's no answer of Tom. And the Hagoyish Aridur, we're using the cliche part just to push away the Hagoyish Aridur.
Which one?
Okay, in the Dakimash, not the Ramah.
In a case with the bread. We're talking about bread. We're not talking about anything else.
That's exactly right.
Okay. What is an example of the blias? Because what
the case of blias?
Yeah. I mean, what is it that bread gives off that...
If my chicken lands on his piece of bread...
chicken is chicken.
It's going to get blias from his bread.
I thought we were talking about bread and bread.
I don't know if it's bread and bread. It could be bread and bread. It could be bread and potatoes. It could be
but this case is bread and bread here.
Why is it bread and bread? I'm eating on the same...
He's strolling, he's eating...
I could be eating potatoes. I could be anything. Didn't say I'm eating bread. I'm eating something, and he's eating pas akum. He has his hot piece of bread, and my food is going to mix into his food.
We're talking about one person has pas akum, and the other one has
chicken.
We're talking about pas akum. And bishul
yisrael. Their point, the Machaber says that it was pas akum. So I have a piece of cake, and he has a piece of cake. So my hot piece of cake and his hot piece of cake, and if they touch each other, there's going to be blias. Or if there's liquid on the plate, the blias will transfer
to my food.
But isn't that the blias is not acceptable.
The blias is acceptable.
No, now I'm confused.
Okay. Blias means when the taste travels without any particles actually traveling. That's a blia. Just the flavor gets across without any actual pieces. And be'en means...
Liquid isn't pieces?
I mean, liquid is that there's bread, and the liquid connecting them. But there's no actual pieces of his bread and my bread.
So what?
Be'en would be is that a piece of his bread has actually got into my soup.
So the blia is not from the bread itself.
The blia is from the bread, but it has no... pieces of bread. There are no chunks of bread in my bread now. I can't see any bread. I might taste his bread, but I don't have any pieces of bread in my
bread.
I'm I'm lost. Maybe
I liquid just kosher.
Why is the liquid kosher?
Because it's not bread.
The liquid is transferring the taste, but there isn't any physical bread that's getting across from there to here. There aren't any particles of bread. There isn't any visible pieces of chunks of bread that have gotten from that side to this side. There's the taste has transferred across, but there's nothing that you could see that comes across. Think about when you kasher a pot. If the pot is clean, there's no more pieces left of the tray food. But there's still taste absorbed into there. In that case, it's something absorption that could get in without my actually having pieces. I don't have any pieces of Yisra there, but I just have the taste that can come across.
Okay.
The second reason to think that the documentary doesn't only mean it by cliche, because the words, listen to the words of the documentary. He says, Le'osru, which I think the Shach quotes, Le'osru la'arvi l'chatchila, el lechol ha'paz ba'atzmai, avo mishum tamo lekel mechash. For Tom, you don't have to be choshesh for Tom. He doesn't say in a cliche. He doesn't say because it's a cliche. They only asked you to eat the be'en, but Tom is not a problem. Don't worry about Tom. Okay? He's not saying it's because it's a cliche, so there is no Tom. He said, Mishun Tom, I'm not talking. There's no.
So it could be clear.
Even a clear mission. Okay, so now, and you will see more in a second that it means even inclusion. Okay, so I think the answer is like this. The Tosis that we said, this din is coming from a Tosis that says that you're allowed to eat on the same plate. Tosis, that's not the beginning of Tosis. Tosis doesn't just wake up and say, you know, you're allowed to eat on the same plate. That's not what Tosis says. Okay, Tosis is like this. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to eat pasakum. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to eat pasakum. The Gemara says, don't think that they took back this gzera. This gzera was not taken back. Really, this gzera still continues to stay. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? That's what the whole to-do, that the gzera of pasakum is still there.
Why did the Gemara even say such a thing?
Because there are those who thought that maybe it was taken back. Okay, and the Gemara says, no, it's not true, it was never taken back. Okay. Tosfos says, even though the Gemara said it wasn't taken back, it's not true. It really was taken back. Okay. The bulk of Tosfos to say is, even though the Gemara said that no one took it back, no, it's not true. It really, they took back the Xeri, and you're allowed to eat Pasachim. That's the whole beginning of Tosfos. He brings a whole bunch of proofs, you're really allowed to eat Pasachim. You're allowed to eat Pasachim. That's Tosfos says. Then Tosfos says, and if a person who's makbet on Pas Yisrael is eating on the same plate as a person who's not makbet on Pas Yisrael, it's okay. You'll have to eat on the same plate. Okay. What do you think Tosfos is trying to say? Having heard the beginning of Tosfos, what do you think Tosfos is trying to say?
He's trying to say, min hadin,
Tosfos holds that Pas Akum is mutter. Okay? Not Pas Palter. Pas Akum is mutter. Right. Okay. Min hadin is mutter. So if it's mutter, the Tosfos says, well then, I can eat it myself. So if you're machbid to not eat it, you're from the people who are not sort of following my approach. You don't want to be machbid. You want to be machbid. But to go that far, to say that you're not going to be eating his blias, that's not such a big... You don't have to be machbid that much. Okay, now, if you look in the Ramah, in Kuf Tesvav, Yossi Simon, in Simon Kuf Tesvav, the first halacha there, the Ramah says like this. He talks about whether butter of a goy is also or not. He took over the Chemas Akum is also. And he goes, even those people who are makbid to not eat Chemas Akum, Blias of Chemas Akum are mutter. Okay, now before I tell you the next line. Meaning, Chemas Akum might be mutter than anyhow. But people, even those people who are makbid, they wouldn't be makbid on Blias. He says, just like...
Except for Pesach.
Just like in Kufnir days, that by Pasakum, we're not makbid on Blias either. Okay, what does Chemas Akum have to do with Pasakum? I mean, the point is that just like Chemas Akum and Adin is mutter, and it's just a chumra some people are makbet, so we're not makbet that far as to say even the Blias are also. Right. So too, by Pas Akum, that we don't go so far. It's also we're makhmer for it, but we don't go that far to ask even the Blias also. Okay? And over there in Kuf Tezvav, it's clear from the Rav, he didn't say anything about klishenis. He just says this, Tom of Pas Akum doesn't answer. Okay, it's like, you can't think that he means, because it's a cliche, and he's just saying, just plain old out. You can eat blias of Chemas Akum, just like you can eat blias of Pas Akum. It's just stunned the Isra of Tom.
Blias is not us.
There is no Isra on blias. There's no Isra on blias. Okay, so the first part of how I'm going to answer you, it's a two-part answer, is that the Chumra that we hold, that Pas Akum is also, is only also for the thing itself, which is like the documentary says, like also the food by itself, but the Tom and the blias is not part of the Isra. Okay? Now, the...
Are you
told that today? Yes. Now, the second thing is that the...
So why are you so marked in on kashrut?
Only from Pasakum. This is only a special cool for Pasakum. Okay, if the issue that was there was pasakum, then we don't worry about this.
I worked in there's a company called Newlyweds. They make the bread. They make bread, and the lines that they make the bread are strictly for the bread.
Okay.
So why is it that those lines have to be kashered out?
You tell me what's wrong with why are we kashering? Is it treif there? Is it
milk there?
I can't answer you, but I don't think so. But I don't know.
So the answer is I don't know why you have to kasher. I don't know anything about the plant. It's not because it's pashak. It might be some other reason why you have to kasher. Now the second thing is like this. The second half of the answer is like this.
No case. We always kasher.
The Rama.
Any kind is an unknown as a matter of policy.
I mean, it's kosher all year round.
Okay, the Rama says, guys. Okay, the Rama says in Kuf Yudalet. In Kufi,
I like that.
In Halacha Yudal, the Ramah says, the Ramah sticks in two words that are not in the document. Okay, when the Ramah says, you're not allowed to be Mevatel Pas Akum, you're not allowed to be Mevatel Pas Akum, L'chadchila, right, that's what he said in the Dimi, you're not allowed to be Mevatel L'chadchila, the Ramah sticks in two words. He says this, Avul Osir L'Arvoy, okay, Avul Osir L'Arvoy, you're not allowed to mix it in Min L'chadchila, and the Ramah sticks in the words, K'dei L'Ochloy, in order to eat it. The way the Chochmas Sodom says is that Kedei Levatloi. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, and what the Ramah is trying to say is like this. In a normal case, like David said at the very beginning, he said, why am I not allowed to eat on a treif plate? If there's tam that's in there that's going to be bottled into my food, why am I not allowed to do that? Because it's Bittul Zechatchila. Because why are you eating on a treif plate? There are bleas in there that are going to get into your food. Now, the reason why that's Bittul Zechatchila is The truth is, I don't really.
Could be also mamash. Could be mamashness.
Even let's say it's bottle. So let's say the bleas are bottle. Why is it usher to do that? Because why are you choosing to use the kli that has the bleas? This is a test. Why do I choose to use the kli that has the bleas instead of using the kli that doesn't have the bleas? Okay, it gives an indication that I have some kind of interest in having those bleas by me. Okay, what I'm saying is that this is not a simple case of bittul l'chatchila. This is not a simple case that I'm mamash pouring the stuff in because I want to have it in there. It's a very subtle bittul l'chatchila. It's there are bleas in the plate, and we're saying you're like sort of showing that you want to have them in your food. You're not doing like a traditional bittul l'chatchila. It's to mamash pour the ester in. You want it in your food. Don't do it because you're being bittul l'chatchila.
And what happens if it's cold? Then you also, according to the Taz, you shouldn't do it. There's no bleas. It's cold.
If you're eating cold,
Eating cold. Am I allowed to take a treif plate and put a sandwich on it?
You are allowed to do that on a roy, like every so often. Right. But I'll make a permanent practice out of that thing. That's because we're afraid of a mistake.
If you're going to rest,
but on a temporary practice, you're allowed to do it.
But I'm saying, according to the logic of the Taz, you shouldn't do it.
But no bleas are going to come in. The Taz says, if I'm doing it in a way that the bleas are coming in and it's getting into my food, why am I doing that? Must be I want those bleas. Even though I haven't made that point, but I'm just sort of showing something like that. So I think that I think the Ramah saying is, when he says kedei l'ochla, he means to say it like this. Usually, we have rules that if you're eating on a treif plate that has bleas coming into your food, that'll be bottle, you're not allowed to do it because that's bittul l'chatchila. But it's a very subtle bittul l'chatchila. So for pas akum, it's not exactly that we say don't be makbid on bleas. We're not so coarse as to say that. What we're saying is, we are more open to viewing something as an ein kavanos levatel, that I have no interest in having that bleed in. Meaning, it's harder to say that something is bitulis l'chatchila. Whereas, if I was eating on a treif plate, I would call this thing bitulis l'chatchila. In this case, where the only answer is pasakum, and like Tyson said, it's really not answer in the first place. It's only a chumra to hold it anyhow. Then, we're more liberal in how we apply the rule of bitulis l'chatchila. So I don't think the Rambam is saying that we don't hold the bitulis l'chatchila, or we don't hold the bleas. It's that we're saying, for this, bleas, by their nature, tend to be in kavanas levatel. People are not trying to get those bleas in. They're sort of happening in a way that they're stuck, the bleas are getting in. But we look at it as bitulis l'chatchila. But in since pasakim is not usher, we're more liberal about viewing it as not kavanos levatel, as in kavanos levatel, and therefore we say it's only usher levatel k'day l'ochloi or k'day levatel, like the chokhmasun says. If I'm trying to get it in, so which is the case where you pour it in physically, I pour in some breadcrumbs onto my food, which are pasakim, then I'm trying to get it into my food. But where it's in a more subtle kind of bitul l'chatchila, that's I think the only case. That's what he's letting me, which is all cases of bleas. All cases of bleas are when you use a pot, a treif pot, you want the bleas. it's like really like far-fetched to say you want that. We do. We usually we say that. For the dinner Pasach, we're going to be more liberal in that sense and view you as being in Kavanah Salvatu, which is mutter, instead of being bitul.
Yes.